Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we empower Christian business leaders to launch and grow blessed businesses so together we can advance the kingdom of God. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and check out the online courses and resources at www.theblessedbusiness.com. That's www.theblessedbusiness.com. And if you're looking for ways to increase your income, check out the Income Accelerator course now available at theblessedbusiness.com/income. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Well, welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast. I'm your host, Hunter Haley, and today is going to be a little bit different. I want to talk to you a little bit about speed bumps and measuring sticks. And I know that is going to be kind of a curious title for a lot of people, but this is a subject that's near and dear to me, and I'm going to speak from my heart. And for all those out there that are struggling with some of the things that I'm going to talk about today, I just want to let you know that it is possible to overcome and to start implementing these principles in your life. And so let's dive in and talk about this a little bit. Why am I calling this episode Speed Bumps and Measuring Sticks? For driven people, whether you're driven in ministry, whether you're driven in entrepreneurship or your career, your vocation, being a business leader, whatever you're doing, if you're a driven person, you have to have speed bumps. Driven people need speed bumps. And what is speed bumps? Okay, well, that is intentional times of rest and recovery. I know as an entrepreneur, especially when I first got married, I was go, 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 busy, 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 trying to do everything all at the same time. And I realized that I was always going really hard towards whatever goal I had. You know, I was going to be pushing, 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 and it was to a point of being unhealthy in a lot of ways. And when I was, before I was married, and I was a young man, I had the time and the energy and effort to push at that level. And there is something to be said for pushing hard. It's good to make use of your time and to, while you're, especially while you're young, to use your youth and your strength to push hard in life. You know, you want to be diligent. The Bible talks about excellence and diligence and not being lazy and all that. And that's good, but there's balance. And for driven people, it's hard to find balance. And so I look at the Old Testament and I look in the book of Genesis where God created the universe and humanity and everything in the world that it is today. The finale of his creation period and the start of this era of this new world was started with a day of rest. God said it is good, what everything he'd created, but then he rested on the seventh day. So as humanity, we're no better than God. And so if he took time to rest, that was a pattern for us that we should follow. And so we need intentional times of rest and recovery. And that's why the Sabbath was instituted for the children of Israel. That's why there was holidays and feast days, and it was very important for them to celebrate those. I mean, they were punished if they didn't. And so these are very important times when we stop, rest, and recovery. If you don't get good sleep at night, your body doesn't recover, because that's where most of your recovery happens, is in your sleep. We're just designed that way. And as driven people, though, we don't a lot of times believe that, or like we trick ourselves into thinking, well, if I just drink another energy drink, or I drink enough coffee and I push real hard, or I'm excited or passionate about what I'm doing in ministry or work or whatever, well, you can push yourself over a cliff and it's not healthy. So you need permission to slow down. And that's what a speed bump is permission to slow down. Really, it's, and sometimes it has to be forceful, not just permission, but demanding that you slow down. And so I had an example. I remember my dad, he was a successful entrepreneur, and he still is, but an investor, and just has done very well in life. And if you're not careful, if you love what you do, you're passionate about it, you're good at it, you can get very absorbed with it. But once he had a family, he bought into a timeshare. And over the years, he's bought additional timeshare and stuff like that. And I told him, I said, Dad, you realize that, I mean, I've enjoyed taking the vacations and stuff like that. But I said, Dad, you know, timeshares are a terrible investment. I mean, look at how much it's costing. If we were to go and, take, an Airbnb, or there's a lot of things, he bought into this before there was Airbnb and Vrbo or VRBO or whatever. And so, but he said, Hunter, it's not about it being a good investment, or maybe we could get a vacation cheaper. He said, when I spend money on a timeshare and I know every year those points are going to renew and I have maintenance fees and all that, and if I don't use it, I wasted it. He said, it forces me to go on vacation. And when I was younger, I didn't understand that. But now, as a driven, entrepreneurially minded person, I get it. You have to create intentional times where it forces you, and everyone's motivated differently, but that forces you to stop, spend time with your family, and rest. And I was kind of amazed by that answer, because he's such a savvy investor, and everything he does in life has to make financial sense, right? And so that was very, very interesting to me to hear that approach. And I've tried to find ways to create speed bumps in my own life. And it's been difficult, to be honest with you. I've struggled with this. But as I've been intentional about trying to add them, I've seen benefits from it. And I will say, especially the younger you are, the earlier in your career or your business entrepreneurial journey, the earlier you start setting these, the better. If you say, okay, I'm cutting work off at 5 or 6 o'clock at night, I'm not working till midnight, because I used to do that. But if you set, this line in the sand that says, I will be home for dinner with my family by 5:30 or 6 o'clock every night, that's a speed bump. That's a commitment. And it says, I'm going to slow down on what I'm doing and I'm going to commit, and my family can count on me to do that. And I'm not saying I'm perfect with that, but it's something that making the intentional effort to put those things in your life makes a big difference. I purchased something that is called the Brick app. Oh, and by the way, timeshares are still a terrible investment, so don't consider this investment advice. But the perspective I'm trying to share is that find ways that motivate you to take times to stop and rest. And talking about the Brick app. So there's this Brick app that it's an app, kind of like if you have an iPhone, or I'm sure Android probably has it, where you can set times where it'll like shut down like your social media, or it'll time out YouTube or your email, or you can basically kind of shut your phone down and you have to put in a password to reactivate it or something like that. I've tried that, and me and my wife actually sat down and created a time, I forgot what it's called, but basically a time blocking on your device where it turns everything off. And we did that in the evenings, and it is helpful for sure. But I've found that it's just really easy if I'm scrolling or if I'm spending time checking work emails or whatever to basically put in the password and get around it and be like, well, I just need to check this one thing. That's what it looks like. It's not a big thing usually. It's just this one little thing. But then that one little thing turns into another little thing. And then I'm sitting there on the couch and realize my toddler is screaming at me because I haven't been playing Cars Data for the last 10 minutes when I was just going to do that one little thing on my email or my whatever. And so I purchased this thing called Brick. And it's not only an app, but it's a physical device that you tap. And I actually bought several of them. And you can magnetize it to like your refrigerator, or you can set it at your office desk or somewhere like that. And you can set different modes. And when you tap it, it physically locks your phone, kind of like I think it's called Screen Time on iPhone, where it basically blocks it. But instead of just entering a password, you have to physically tap the device. So if I tap out at work, so to speak, on my desk, and it locks all of my work apps, that I generally spend a lot of time in, Slack and whatever else. If I can tap out of those at work, I can't access those physically until I drive to the office and tap back in. And I've been experimenting with this, I've got one on my refrigerator at home, and when I tap it, it shuts down all my social media, so that when I go to bed in the bedroom or whatever, and I put my phone down and I'm getting ready for night with Winston and everything, it's not distracting me because I can't even access it. And I'd have to walk all the way across the house and tap my phone to the refrigerator, basically, or the brick device on the refrigerator to be able to stop it or to be able to activate it. And so I'm not saying that that's something that you need to do or anything like that, but it's some ways that I've been experimenting with intentionally creating speed bumps. Because if you don't have speed bumps in place, then you're going to drive like a maniac. And that's why speed bumps are there on the road, because we have a tendency to put the pedal to the metal. And for driven people, you have to find ways to slow it down. And so the second part of this episode, what I wanted to talk about that ties into this is measuring sticks. When is enough enough? Adjusting your measuring stick. And this is very important to me as well, because I realized just the other day, someone said something very profound. I was listening to a book or a podcast or something, and they said you underestimate what you can do in 5 years when setting 5-year goals, but you overestimate what you can do in 1 year. And I realized I've been living in this 1-year goal trap for a long time, because if all of your goals are 1-year goals and you're driving really hard, you're push, and you've overestimated what you can do, and you're a driven person, and so you're pushing really hard for that 1-year goal, but every year you fall just a little bit short and you beat yourself up, it's like, oh man, I didn't hit all my goals. It's very defeating, and you will be in a perpetual trap of race mode where you're always trying to accomplish way too much. And you're never going to accomplish it all, because you underestimate what you can do in 5 years, but you're overestimating what you can do in 1 year. But then you wake up, and this happened for me. I woke up and 5 years later, I look like, oh, I've been married for 5 years. And I look back and I'm like, wow, look at all the things we did. We've traveled. We've been blessed financially. The business has grown. We've done this. We've done that. And it's like, we've done this for the kingdom of God. And it's like, well, when did all that happen? Because man, I feel like I've been failing for the last 5 years. And it dawned on me, and we're coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary this year, and so I realized, oh, wow, it's been another 5-year period, and I was like, we've actually done quite a bit, but I feel like the whole time I've been just like trudging through, never quite making it, never quite doing enough. And it dawned on me that I need to shift my perspective and adjust my measuring stick. Because this, and really this kind of came to me when my wife looked at me and I was pushing really hard in business and entrepreneurship, and I'm passionate about what I do. I love ministry. I love so many different things. And so I was working way too late at night, and I was pushing too hard, and I was pushing off vacation and travel with friends, and holidays were optional and stuff like that. Not because I was trying to be, you know, neglect those things, but I was so passionate about what I was doing. I just kept stumbling into just doing more, and especially trying to push for these goals. I just got a little bit more. I just got 3 more sales calls to make, and I know I'm running a little late, and I still struggle with this, but I'm trying to get much better, and I have gotten better, but I'm being intentional about walking it back now. But she looked at me one day, and she said, for today, it is enough. Come home. And sorry to be a little emotional here, but that was a wake-up call for me. And I realized that I had pushed too hard. And just being vulnerable here, crying in my office like a crazy person, but that was a wake-up call for me. And hopefully she's not listening to this episode, because she's going to be like, I told you so. But I realized I'd pushed too hard, and I had, the whole time I was pushing and accomplishing so much and feeling so miserable, because I felt like I had failed the whole time. And really the only failure I was not a failure at business. I was doing well. I was not a failure in our finances. We were blessed. I had set unrealistic expectations for myself. And where I was failing was in my relationship with my wife and my family. And that wake-up call has put me on this mission of creating intentional speed bumps and adjusting my measuring stick and saying, okay, I was diligent with my time today. I got up, I chipped away at it, and even though I didn't get everything I wanted to get done, because I overestimate what I can do in 1 day, much less 1 year, but for today, it is enough, and I can rest in that. I'm going to go home and put my head on the pillow and go to sleep. Because a lot of times I would just wake up in the middle of the night. My head was just running. And, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night and take notes and like, oh, I need to send that email. I'd remember stuff. And I'm trying to be much better about that because I've found so much relief in saying, for today, it is enough. You know, God looked at all that he had created and he said, it is good. And then he rested on the seventh day. Now, there was a lot more on his agenda because the Bible doesn't end at the end of the first couple chapters of Genesis. humanity was going to go crazy. He was going to have to intervene. He was going to be blessing them. He was going to be chastising them. He was going to correct them. He was going to come and save them. He was going to come to earth and save them. There was a lot more on his agenda, right? And obviously, even today, his grace is at work in all of our lives. And so he was just getting started, but he said, at this moment of humanity and the world as it is, for today, it is enough. I'm going to rest. And I knew that intellectually, but when I got that wake-up call, it started to become reality for me. And it is very hard, especially as a driven person, to start reining that in. And it's been a journey for me, and I'm still working on that journey. But I realized that the only way that's going to happen, if you just feel bad about it, it's not going to happen. If you feel guilty for coming in late, it's not going to happen because that next dopamine hit when you get that next big business deal going, or that big business idea, or that new client, or that new customer, or whatever, it'll kick into gear and you'll slip into it again. So you have to create speed bumps and measuring sticks. Driven people have to have speed bumps, and you have to adjust your measuring stick. Because if you don't adjust your measuring stick and say, for today, it is enough, for this year, this quarter, this whatever, it is enough. If you don't intentionally do that, you'll always be running behind or feel that way. And so therefore you'll let your drive you over a cliff, and you'll look up and you won't have a family, you won't have friends, and you won't have a life. You'll just have one huge drive, and people look at you like those people that drive on the interstate like a maniac around town, and you didn't even realize it the whole time. So here's your challenge. Do some self-introspection and ask yourself, why are you so driven? What is pushing you so hard towards it? Now, there are good things that can drive us, like the mission of God, of, you know, we're on a mandate to see the world saved. That's a huge mission. But even Jesus, when he walked on the earth, took times of rest. We see him resting in the boat. We see him going off away to rest himself, even though he had the greatest and most important mission, and there was lots of people, you know, calling for his attention, he took times of rest. So we need to do the same. Even the mission of God can wait long enough for you to rest. Are you pushing forward on your business or your finances or whatever? That's good, but it'll wait. You can sleep tonight. You can take a couple days off with your family, right? You can have dinner with your family, right? And so it's not unreasonable for you to have times of rest. And so the other thing is, we can be driven because of unhealthy things. Like, there's people in our lives that have said things to us, or there's this expectation that we've set on ourselves, or we're trying to prove something to somebody else. And if you're trying to reach unrealistic expectations, or you're trying to prove something to someone that you think that they think this about you or whatever, or in the past they said this and you're trying to disprove them, that's a bunch of baloney. It's real in our emotions, but we have to intentionally identify that and step outside of that, because that's not who God's called us to be. God has said, for today, it is enough. Rest. And then Monday, get back up and go at it again and put in and be diligent in your day. But you know what? It's okay at the end of the day to rest. And so that's your challenge, is to evaluate and introspect for yourself, why am I so driven? What are the good things? Make a list of, like, I'm driven to provide for my family. Well, that's a good thing, right? But I'm also driven to prove to others that I'm not a failure. Well, I need to make sure that that's not the reason I'm staying late every night, right? At the office. And then just reset your benchmark and let go of the responsibility to do everything today. I have felt the pressure of that for so many years of, well, I got to get this done today. I got to get this done today. Just write down one or two, maybe three high-level priorities every day and say, if I get these two or three things done and make sure that they're reasonable, not like, you know, create $1 million business idea and get it launched today, right? That's one of your three. Well, that's not realistic. But write down what is realistic, two to three things. And then when that list is done, if you get other things done, awesome. But when it's done, it's done. That is enough for today. And then give yourself permission to rest and celebrate what you have done. Celebrate your accomplishments. Look back over what you've done over the last few years. And yeah, there's probably failures. You're probably, as a driven person, you're looking at all the things you didn't do. But take a moment, take out a piece of paper, and write down all the things that you did do. Take a look at that and then absorb that. Go back several years and be like, wow, we went on this trip, or wow, we were able to teach this Bible study, or wow, we were able to close this big deal, or wow, we had a really good year 3 years ago. And you know what? We've actually had really good years since. And cumulatively, where are we at? And then look for intentional ways to create speed bumps. This is the last point. Look for intentional ways to create speed bumps in your life so you don't get back out of whack and into a crazy pattern. If this is a wake-up call for you, if this podcast episode is a wake-up call for you, take this moment to not just feel guilty, feel bad, or like, hey, I'm going to do better, but write down and have an accountability partner, whether it's your business partner or maybe someone at work or your spouse or your pastor or someone in your life who can hold you accountable, and say, hey, these are my speed bumps. These are my boundaries. This is the things that I'm going to start striving to operate in. It may not be perfect, but I want you to start holding me to this. And I promise you, as you start implementing speed bumps and readjusting your measuring stick, you're going to live a much more fulfilled and happy life. And honestly, you're probably going to actually accomplish more. And as the Bible says, what does a man gain what's the benefit if a man gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Well, I would also extend that to say, what's the benefit if you make millions of dollars or close lots of deals or your career is stratospheric, but you lose your family? Or let's say you're still married, but your kid hates you. Or you fill in the blank, right? You have a successful, thriving ministry, but no one is your friend. You know, no one actually is there. You can't call up someone on a Saturday and be like, hey man, 30 years from now, and be like, hey, let's go fishing, because nobody wants to do that with you, right? Think long term and say, okay, I don't want to just my eulogy, or when I am buried in the ground and they're speaking at my funeral, I don't want it to just be about all the accomplishments and all the things I did, but I want it to be about who I was and the relationships I built and who I was to my family, to my friends, to the people that I had influence on, the lives I impacted. And take this perspective and do something with it. Don't just shove this podcast episode away because it's like a lot of work, or it's, you know, you feel bad or whatever. If you're a driven person, you need to take this to heart. And you need to do something with it. And that's my encouragement with you. And I want you to know that it is possible and that you will be blessed as a result of implementing what we talked about today. Thank you so much, and God bless.
This concludes today's episode, and we trust you were able to walk away with something of value from the content that you heard. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Sharing is caring, after all. And check out the resources available on our website at theblessedbusiness.com. We have a lot of goodies out there for you, like the Income Accelerator course that teaches you the 5 keys to unlocking your earning potential, or the Launch course, which is a step-by-step guide to help you launch your own business. Thank you for your time and attention today, and until next time, be blessed.